This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Justice Department's settlement of an antitrust lawsuit against the corporate parent of Ticketmaster is drawing some criticism from Illinois and other states. My colleague Isabella Nieto reports a multi-state coalition, including Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, is not on board with settling this antitrust case it bought along with the Justice Department against Live Nation. Raoul and the coalition issued a statement today saying the Fed's settlement does not remedy the illegal monopoly Live Nation has created that has driven up concert ticket prices. And the group says it will continue litigating this case without the federal government. Live Nation owns several concert venues in the Chicago area, including the Salt Shed, the Aragon Ballroom, and the House of Blues. The City of Chicago's Youth Jobs Program has a new name and motto as officials are opening this year's application window. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports One Summer Chicago will now be known as Chicago Youth Works, and its motto is Get Paid, Get Skilled, Get Ahead. Mayor Brandon Johnson announcing the rebrand today at a press conference.
The new name makes it clear that we are working to provide youth employment opportunities that extend beyond the summer months.
Under Mayor Johnson, the jobs program has bounced back from a pandemic lull, but interest significantly outpaces the number of jobs available. Last year, the city and its corporate partners, including Mariano's, hired 30,000 young people, roughly half the number who applied. The application for full-time jobs, summer positions, or enrichment programs for people ages 14 to 24 is at chicagoyouthworks.org. The Chicago theater season is gearing up for a new host of shows, including a run of Hamilton at the CIBC Theater in the Loop through April 26th. That Tony Award-winning musical had a three-year run in the city from 2016 through 2020. My colleague Mike Davis spoke with our In the Loop program about how that show feels differently now with the context of this changing world.
The themes of the show are so relevant. Like, they're talking work-life balance. When they had the line about immigrants getting the job done and the whole theater just erupted, like, I think that line hits different now.
And Davis also recommends checking out Windfall. It's premiering next month at the Steppenwolf Theater in Lincoln Park. And longtime Chicago newsman Bill Curtis is retiring from NPR's weekly hour-long news quiz program, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Curtis says he's 85, and it's about time he starts living like it. Curtis plans to continue contributing to the show, but on a more limited basis. His last official show will air the weekend of May 23rd. You're listening to The Rundown. Our Rundown election coverage continues this week. Four Republican candidates have thrown their hats into the ring to challenge two-term Governor J.B. Pritzker in November. Now, they face an uphill battle against a billionaire Democrat in a state that has shifted more and more blue over the past decade. My colleague Mawa Iqbal has more.
It's a Friday afternoon. Dozens of people are gathered inside a community room in Champaign, about a mile away from the University of Illinois campus. Ted Dabrowski is hosting a meet and greet, and he's pulling up a slideshow on the overhead screen when a blown up picture of Governor J.B. Pritzker pops up.
Let's remember the target.
All right.
Dabrowski is a former president of conservative think tank Wirepoints. He's been following Illinois' economic policies for at least 15 years, and he says Pritzker has made the state too expensive for people.
We should be leading the country in economic growth, in job creation, in wage growth, population, and we're not. We're a bottom five state.
Census data from the last year shows Illinois has seen population growth over the past few years. Before Dabrowski goes up against Pritzker, he has to contend with three other candidates who have also been campaigning on similar issues. Here they all are.
Just new taxes upon new taxes.
That were the highest property taxes in the country.
They can't pay any more rent. Real estate taxes go up.
They're taxing your taxes.
It's a crowded GOP primary field that faces a tall task in flipping Illinois' executive mansion red in November. The last time a Republican won statewide office was former Governor Bruce Rauner in 2014. And suburban counties that were once Republican strongholds are now won handily by Democrats, like DuPage County, where two-term Sheriff James Mendrick was the first to jump in the race a year ago. He says working as a cop for 30 years in the Chicagoland area has earned him a positive reputation with Democrats, even in Chicago's inner city.
I laugh because I'm like, I'm the only white guy out there, and I'm like, my opponents will never come out here. So this is all mine.
Video gaming mogul Rick Heidner, who's neck and neck in the fundraising lead with Dabrowski, says residents, no matter their party, just want to feel safe again.
I kept seeing all this harm that was happening in our state, all these people that are getting hurt, you know, killed, raped, beaten, and none of it makes any sense to me.
That may be his pitch to voters, but research from the University of Chicago shows that violent crime has plummeted across the U.S. and in Chicago, where most of the candidates hail from, except for one, Darren Bailey. His name is probably more familiar to the state's electorate because of his losing bid to unseat Pritzker back in 2022.
Okay, I want to pay for it. Move outside, I want to support you
some signs and take pictures. So.
The downstate farmer paid a visit in January to a local coffee stand in Verdon, about a 20-minute drive from Springfield. The town has a little over 3,000 people in it.
The future of this small business here, it depends on one thing to grow, and that is that we fire J.B. Pritzker this November. Are you on board with me for that?
Pritzker's campaign has wasted no time painting Bailey as, quote, too MAGA for Illinois. He's also lost key support from conservative mega donor Dick Uihlein, who's backing Ted Dabrowski this time around. In this second go at Pritzker, Bailey has rebranded his campaign to put less emphasis on social issues and President Trump, whom Bailey courted 4 years ago.
This does not revolve around President Trump, and I want the people of Illinois to truly understand that. I want them to come and have a conversation with me. We've got our own unique problems and situations, and it's time that we stop this political divisiveness.
The Illinois Republican Party isn't endorsing anyone in this race. The winner will likely duke it out with the heavily favored incumbent, who's expected to emerge from his own primary unscathed, with sights set on becoming one of the state's longest-serving governors. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
Now, ahead of Tuesday's Illinois primary, we've got what you need to know before you head to the voting booth or cast that ballot at home. You can learn about the races and candidates and look up what's on your local ballot. Head over to our website, wbez.org/voter guide. Weather today, we're going to get showers and thunderstorms, and some storms could be severe, temperatures hanging out in the low 40s. Tonight, more rain and patchy fog, and again, some storms could be severe, low in the low 40s. And then Wednesday, breezy, some showers throughout the day, and even a chance of snow. And again, temperatures hanging around 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.